And now it's time for what we can't get out of our heads. Mike, what was it for you this week?
Like most people, probably, I see a lot of stuff in my feeds about things you can do in 10 minutes to make yourself lose weight, become fit, become a superhuman, whatever it might be. This week we ran a story about all the right moves you can do, but it turned out they'd asked 17 personal trainers. So instead of being like, do this for 10 minutes a day and you'll ... it was like, do this for 10 hours a day and maybe you'll improve your how you look. So I got to the end and I was kind of like, oh my God, this is really depressing. There are 17 different things and that's, I'm not even going to start.
So you didn't go into a deadlift afterwards?
I did not. No.
Well, you know who is doing 10 hours of training a day? Marathon runners. And that's what I've been thinking about all week. The London Marathon was on last weekend and was amazing. And we have a new men's world marathon record. They finally broke the sub 2 hour barrier. But not one, but three world records. So three people, first, second and third, actually broke the world record that was set in late 2023. The new world record is 1 hour, 59 minutes and 30 seconds.
Can you imagine being the guy who came second, who ran the sub 2 hours? Amazing. But you happen to be racing a guy who was just slightly faster even than you.
It would be devastating. And same as the guy that came third, luckily made it onto the podium, got a world record, didn't even win.
That was my thing I was thinking about all week as well, as I battle out to get like under 6 minutes a kilometre on Strava or whatever, and I'm looking at the pace there. It's like 2:50 per kilometre.
I would love to just experience what it's like, but I just don't think that I could ever move my legs that fast, like my tiny little.
There were some amazing TikToks this week, I don't know if you guys saw, of people attempting that pace. And when you see someone do that on a treadmill, they are pounding it out. Like it is an incredible long distance pace.
It's insane. The other person that was in the marathon was Cynthia Erivo of Wicked fame, who smashed it out in 3 hours and 21 with gigantic, like phenomenal nails. And I was like, you know, are those helping? Are they hindering? But yeah, incredible stuff.
Yeah.
For me this week, it was a piece that we published on Thursday by Ema Caldwell. We sent Ema to the Royal National Park to see a sperm whale carcass that has landed on rocks there, has been slowly rotting and attracting sharks, and closed a number of the beaches around it. It was such a good case and sort of a reminder to me as a news editor of why it's so important to send journalists to events rather than just covering things remotely, which is how we had initially thought to write up this story, because she was right there up close to sort of smell and see this incredible kind of natural phenomenon. I'll just share the opening line of the story. Thin strips of flesh hang down like rotten tinsel swaying in the wind. Glistening fluid trickles onto the stone where insects buzz. On the windward side, the odour is masked by the salty air. It was just incredible, I thought.
Wow. Incredible scenes.
That's all we've got time for today. Thank you so much for listening and for all the questions and suggestions that you have written in. You can ask a question or drop us a line at fullstory@theguardian.com. Thanks so much for being here, Mike.
Thanks, Joe.
And Patrick.
Thanks, Joe.
And thank you, Krishani.
Thanks, Joe.